Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. And thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. If you want to be a part of the program, it's 800-941-SEAN. If you would like to join us, I got to start the show and tip my hat to New York and the NYPD. When I started Hannity last night, the police had already arrived on the campus of Columbia University. And right at the top of my show at 9 o'clock, they began getting into Hamilton Hall, which had been taken over, I guess, by the Hamas wing of students at Columbia, the radicals on campus there. And anyway, so I'm watching this all unfold. I was on for 2 hours last night from 9 to 11 p.m. And by the time we got to about an hour and 52 minutes into the show, Linda, I don't know if you had a chance to watch last night, but I know everybody was, first of all, I was scared to death for the cops. I'm watching these cops. They had barricaded the doors. They couldn't get in that way. So they're literally one by one. They're climbing through a window. And all I'm thinking is, I'm like, and praying in the back of my mind, please, they have no idea whether there are armed students behind that window. And one by one, they were able to get enough police into the building and in other places around the perimeter. We were watching this all in real time last night and showing it in real time. And by the time an hour and 52 minutes passed, they not only had cleared Hamilton Hall, the building that had been taken over, they did it without a single incident, a single injury, no violence, and they pulled it off perfectly. When you think of all that possibly could go wrong in an environment like that, it was pretty amazing. Now, I know a lot of cop haters out there. You know, you're never going to praise the police. Of course, you don't. If there's one bad apple, one rotten cop, you know, then that's all you hear about. It's reported on day after day after day after day after day. And of course, I think cops need more training. I think every cop should have a Byrna, a non-lethal alternative, on top of the lethal alternative, which is a firearm, which might be the only option that a situation calls for. I think they need a lot of things, and you've got to weed out bad cops. But these guys were amazing last night, and they never get the credit that they're due. I mean, a job well done, well thought out, well planned out, well executed. And it ended up the way, you know, anybody with a heart and a conscience and a soul would want it to. But, you know, now we see, you know, now on the campus of Fordham University in New York, my friend John Gomez graduated from Fordham Law. I'm sure he's not happy about this today. But what are we seeing around the country from Harvard and Yale and Columbia and UT and UCLA and USC and FIT. I mean, it's like the same thing all across the country, mostly in blue states, Texas being the exception, but it is Austin, if I'm not mistaken, pretty liberal area of Texas. But you're watching anarchy. You're watching insurrection. Where's Liz Cheney when you need her to form a biased committee with a predetermined outcome and be arresting those people that are involved in doing all of this? You know, it was amazing. You know, how many times have I brought up that with all the talk about January 6th, and now we know that a lot of the evidence is not available, somehow magically disappeared. Now we know that that committee knew that the driver of Donald Trump on January 6th had testified that no, Donald Trump never tried to commandeer the car at all. That never happened. But they take a hearsay witness and they make it the biggest news possible in their Hollywood primetime production. We now know that five people, you know, including Trump himself, talked about, yeah, Donald Trump authorized bringing up 10,000 National Guard troops, but in writing, the mayor of D.C., who had to sign off on it for it to occur, in writing, said no. We know that the police chief, the D.C. Police chief, requested the National Guard also. They never brought this guy in. That's Chief Sund, who now is no longer on the job. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable that which they've hidden from the American people. Never once did they play, many of you will peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol so your voices will be heard. So in the summer of 2020, you have 574 riots. We had over two dozen dead Americans, thousands of injured cops. I've talked about it so often. They were hit with rocks and bottles and Molotov cocktails and, you know, pelted with bricks. Thousands of cops injured, billions in property damage. You had all of this on videotape. There wasn't a single congressional hearing by Liz Cheney and company. And most of the people involved in the rioting in the summer of 2020 were never held accountable. And most of it was on videotape. We could have arrested every single person involved. That would be insurrection. That would be rioting. If rioting's wrong, and I believe it is, and I condemned it in real time on January 6th on this radio show and that night on TV on Hannity. I don't want that. We've got to keep our elected officials safe. End of sentence. Period. End of sentence. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican. If you're an elected official, you can't allow that to happen again. The worst part of that committee, they never came up with a plan to prevent it from ever happening again. And then we even NBC and Lester Holt ended up reporting that actionable intelligence was available in the days leading up to January 6th, and they didn't do a thing to stop it. And they've done nothing to prevent it from ever happening again. And that should have been a bigger part of their mission. But their mission was, of course, just to bludgeon Trump with their predetermined outcome. Now you've got anarchy, insurrection at these universities around the country, and you've got violence. And you've got people storming buildings and taking over buildings, and they're putting people on campus, their lives in jeopardy. You know, now we're back to the summer of love and the Chaz and the Chop and the love zones again. And what did Democrats do in the summer of 2020? They either flat out ignored what was happening before their eyes, or they just lied to us and told us, no, they're mostly peaceful. No, they weren't mostly peaceful. Not at all. Burning down police precincts isn't considered peaceful. Injuring cops is not peaceful. Destroying property is not peaceful. Having dead Americans, you know, Cooper, his father, I'll never forget the interview I did. He lost his son in the Chaz Chop, spaghetti potluck dinner zone, the summer of love zone. You know, and they couldn't even get help to him in time. And nobody was ever held accountable that I recall. Horace Lorenzo Anderson. Thank you, Linda, for remembering. I appreciate it. I'll never forget that interview for the rest of my life. And I did stay in touch with that father. This man will never be the same again. He's a lovely man. And he had other kids that he had to take care of. It's just all of this. Why would you allow the inmates to run the asylum? And why are Democrats, just like in the summer of 2020, they're either silent, and their silence is deafening, or they're just in outright denial, or they just support what the students are doing, but they just, you know, many of them won't say it publicly. Some will, like squad members will say it. But what is what they're allowing to happen? You cannot, you have to have law and order. This is the same, you know, no bail law, defund, dismantle, reimagine police insanity that the radical left led by Joe Biden have bought into. You know, why is Joe Biden so silent on all of this? Why, after what would have been the equivalent of 40,000 dead Americans in a day based on our population versus Israel, after 1,200 Israelis are killed in a day and they're burnt alive and they're beheaded and women are being raped and children are even being beheaded and burned to death and murdered, and then hostages in the hundreds being taken and still being held hostage 6 months later? You know, how is it that Joe Biden is pressuring Israel when the message should be clear and unambiguous that we support Israel's right to defend themselves from radical Islamic terrorists that attack them? Nobody's asking for troops on the ground. Nobody's asking for any of that. If anything, they want to just buy supplies from us so they can resupply and win their war on terrorism. And as President Trump said, he called into my show last night, yeah, Israel has the right to win their war. And he said, win it quickly. And what he was referring to, how it was exactly how he defeated ISIS and the caliphate. He just wiped them off the face of the earth. Nobody was even paying attention to it at the time. I mean, it was amazing military success story that he never got credit for. I mean, you have all these buildings and all these schools locked down, school officials. Yeah, okay, they can warn students all they want. You know, but when you have to tell Jewish students to stay home at Ivy League institutions, you've got a problem. And then when the night before, it was about 22 hours before the police cleared out Hamilton Hall, what did we see? You saw hammer-wielding rioters decked out in Islamic garb and face coverings, smashing their way into the main academic building, chanting for the total destruction of Israel from the river to the sea. What does that mean? It means they want Israel wiped off the map. When they chant death to Israel, death to America, believe them when they say it. You know, they proceeded to vandalize the building. They unfurled a giant banner with the word Antifada written in blood red. The term Antifada, if you don't know, represents a violent holy war against the Jewish people. And this was allowed to continue. You had janitors and others that were taken hostage that were held against their will yesterday until the early morning. You asked students about it. They said, oh, that never happened. Yeah, no, it happened. Just like October 7th happened. And then they, amazing, they take over Hamilton Hall at Columbia because the president of that university is so pathetically stupid, ignorant, and weak. And then they start demanding food and water and humanitarian assistance after they take over the school. You know, and thank God the police did their job and there was no incidents last night. You know, you have violent threats, vandalism, virulent, repulsive anti-Semitism, praise of Hamas, praise for the attack on October the 7th, the worst in Israel's history. This is not a peaceful anti-war protest. It's a bigoted pro-terrorist, the Hamas wing, if you will, of the radicalized Democratic Party. And it's been in the halls of Congress. It's on college campuses. It's all over Europe. It's all over Australia. And why is this happening? And why are so people so afraid to speak out about it? Why is the president of the United States pressuring Israel to surrender and not win their war on terrorism? Because he doesn't want to lose the votes of the people that we have been watching for weeks now on these college campuses. And it's not unlike the summer of 2020. Kamala Harris tweets out a bail fund after the Minneapolis police station and precinct is burned to the ground. Oh, is she supporting insurrection? Liz Cheney, have any comments about her? No, her silence is deafening as always. Just get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. And she partners with the very same people that wanted her own father tried as a war criminal and put in jail over business dealings involving Halliburton. You think she might understand a thing or two about the radical left, but she understands nothing. You know, God forbid at any of these campuses, you know, you use the wrong pronoun or you commit some other verbal, you know, mistake that triggers somebody, any microaggression, oh, forget it. You know, you'll probably be expelled or suspended. But it's okay to support the rape, the torture, the murder, the hostage taking carried out by Hamas, the killing of innocent men, women, and even babies. I guess that's okay on these institutions of higher learning. Joe Biden is in hiding, scared to death to say a word because he saw what happened in Michigan when over 100,000 voters said uncommitted, and 18.9% of Democratic primary voters said that they're uncommitted to Biden. He flipped out, and then 50% did it in Wisconsin, and another 50,000 in Wisconsin, and another 40,000 in Pennsylvania. Americans are getting physically blocked from attending class. They're being told to stay away from their school because there's so much anti-Semitism. All right, I'm getting worked up.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. All right, 25 now till the top of the hour, 800-941. Do you want me to forget it, or you want now me not to forget? I didn't hear exactly what you said. Ethan, in my ear. What did you say?
We would like you to your commercial spot. Thank there you, boss.
All right. Thank you all. Hey, listen, there's no question in this economy. Let me be honest. I mean, everybody's feeling the impact of Joe Biden's inflation, Joe Biden's horrific economy, filling up your car with gas, grocery shopping, home repairs. I mean, everything is more expensive. You have 60% of Americans struggling to make ends meet every month. You have 26% of Americans saying that in the last year they've had a hard time putting enough food on the table. Credit card debt, people putting bare necessities on their credit cards, that's at an all-time high. However, if you are a homeowner and you're paying, 21, 30% interest rates on your credit card, our friends at AmericanFinancing.net may be able to help you and put together a plan to pay off that high interest credit card debt and do loan consolidation. And they're saving the average customer right now about $854 a month. You can close in as fast as 10 days. Now, you can call absolutely free, get a no obligation consultation from one of their salary-based, not commission-based, salary-based mortgage consultants. It costs nothing for this call, but see if they can help you out. Give American Financing a call at 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200. On the web, it's AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 123334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
I might have Linda do that. Can you do that in real time?
Because that's recorded. Not in a way that it is appropriate for the audience, because they would lose their minds hearing me do my Matchbox 20.
Yeah. How many takes did it take for you to nail that? And be honest.
I mean, I do it pretty fast. I do, because I've done it so many times. The first time I did it, I was like, oh, Lord.
I know it's such a heavy lift being on radio. Talking is such a, compared to the real work that both of us have done in our life. We don't really have a reason to complain.
It actually is a very hard job, because I tell you, the things I want to say in the language I can't use, it's tough for me.
Oh,
all right, I'm working hard. You have no idea.
Don't trust me. I've got my finger on the dump button every time you talk on this program.
I got some things I want to say, and it takes a lot to not say them.
Okay, it takes a lot to keep you, out of trouble. Yes, I'm doing you a favor.
Oh, listen, I wouldn't be causing trouble. I would just be colorful.
I have seven separate dumps. And then I have the ability to just unplug your microphone.
I can do that myself. I don't need you to do that. I can do that. I mean, you do have long arms, but not long enough from Florida.
That's true. I don't. Anyway, Lindsey Graham just on Fox, literally ripping Biden for doing nothing. And, Karine Jean-Pierre. Okay. Well, there isn't a whole lot of update from the president. Did they not watch and witness what happened last night? Are they not watching what's going on around the country that they don't have anything to say? Oh, but he will be giving the keynote address at the Holocaust Day of Remembrance on May 7th. Well, what does that have to do with what's been happening across college campuses now for a month? Where is this gutless wonder? He doesn't want to alienate, and I think this is Lindsey Graham is right. He's afraid of the protesters, what he calls the Hamas wing of the Democratic Party, because he doesn't want to lose their votes. The Democratic presidential primary in Michigan freaked out the entire Biden orbit, just like the votes in Wisconsin, just like the votes in Pennsylvania. That's what they're thinking about and nothing else. You know, police had to use heavily armed SWAT teams and armored vehicles last night to quell this, you know, pro-Hamas violence, not only in Columbia, but at UCLA. They had violent clashes that erupted at UCLA last night between protesting students and counter-protesters. Tensions between pro-Israel and pro-Palestine protesters now reaching a boiling point out there, out at UCLA. Pepper spray, skunk spray, I never heard of skunk spray, and fireworks reportedly being used as weapons in the melee. Some people were armed with large sticks and were beating other people. Security was tightened on Tuesday. We'll try and get this video for Hannity tonight. Then in come the SWAT teams, heavily armed, later seen arriving at the scene in armored vehicles. I mean, every one of these cops is putting their life on the line. As I'm watching the cops go in one by one at Columbia last night, I'm like, please, God, no, please let these guys get out of there safely. And I wanted the students out of there safely. But they should be punished. I guarantee you, most of them have already been released. When they arrested when they had the initial arrest going back a couple of weeks ago, they were all released and their records expunged. Why? Because Alvin Bragg is too busy trying an 8-year-old case whose statute of limitations had long passed about a bookkeeping error involving paying Stormy Daniels, at which he tried to, you know, raise up to a felony when 60%+ of the time he reduces felony charges to misdemeanors. Mr. No Bail Law himself, Mr. Coddle the Criminals himself. This is madness what's unfolding in this country. The NYPD did remove the Palestinian flag from the city college's campus, the City College of New York. The NYPD commissioner applauded the move not long after officers gained control of the campus there. We're watching now Fordham University, which is in the Bronx in New York, that they're now having their moment of protesting. But an incredible scene, proud moment. They assisted City College restoring order on their campus, and it's happening around the country. Now, here's where things get really nuts. Joe Biden wants to literally now import thousands of people from Gaza and take them in as refugees. Now, we got a little education to do here, a little educating to do. Now, have you ever wondered why Egypt... Why did Egypt at the start of the conflict with Israel and Hamas, why did they shut their border to Gaza closed as tight as humanly possible? I've interviewed President El-Sisi of Egypt. I know President El-Sisi. He's a law and order guy. But if you are living in Gaza and you are a Palestinian, you are not allowed to go into Egypt, nor are you allowed into Jordan. In most cases. And now Joe Biden is now considering a plan, according to the Daily Caller, that would transfer, quote, refugees from Gaza to the U.S. And they're considering relocating certain Palestinian refugees from Gaza to within the United States if they have immediate family members or American citizens or permanent residents, according to CBS News. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Forget about the U.S. But why is there this resistance among Arab nations, neighboring countries, to help absorb some of the Palestinian population? Well, could it be, I can give you examples of what children in Gaza are taught in school, you know, in the West Bank and Gaza, including graphics portraying violence against Israeli soldiers and positive portrayals of individuals that have committed acts against citizens of Israel or the target of they target Zionists. You have textbooks in these schools that feature inaccurate, misleading maps of the region, including militaristic and adversarial imagery. A review of textbooks used in Palestinian schools in 2020 and 2021 showed kids are taught to read with passages that describe suicide bombings and gruesome murders of IDF soldiers. To do math using numbers of martyrs and jihadists and learn the history by asking them to discuss how the U.S. took advantage of the 9/11 attack. And then, of course, memory is they give examples of propaganda for young children. In other words, anybody that Joe would be taking into this country, if they're coming from Gaza, if they're coming from these areas or the West Bank, they likely have been indoctrinated and brainwashed into hating the Jews. You know, death to Israel, death to America. There's a children's cartoon. We've shown some of these on Hannity, the TV show. The wailing of the Alaska mosque depicting children from around the world gathering, praying for the soldiers of that are involved in terror. I mean, in a video, a girl asks a bird flying over Jerusalem to tell the children of the world that the Alaska mosque is in danger, to ask them to come and save it before it's too late. The bird flies across the world, including the United States, and returns to the mosque. All the children of the world who help support the girls support, the children also pledge, we are Alaska soldiers. I mean, and it gets worse from there. You have Hamas TV cartoons depicting the Quran-based story on Jews being transformed into apes. You have Hebrew music glorifying the killing of Israeli Jews circulating on Palestinian social media. You have an animated music video with Hebrew lyrics posted on the Palestinian YouTube channel. You have a video of a campaign that has been making the rounds on Palestinian social media for weeks under the hashtag, you know, Rage for Alaska and the mosque and unrest. It includes footage from stabbing and car ramming attacks, lyrics like, we will attack you, tear you apart, we'll stab you, and I will cleanse my country of every Jew. I mean, that's one of the reasons. And I have three more pages of research that I can tell you about. But get the point. The point is the radicalization begins at a young age. And that's why neighboring countries do not want to take in people that have likely been radicalized since their youth. By the way, hundreds of former Obama staffers, this was in the Huffington Post of all places, are pressing Biden to halt U.S. support for Israel. More than 250 former staffers of the Obama administration and workers, you know, for the Obama-Biden ticket sent a letter to their former bosses on Tuesday demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and calling for the U.S. to end its staunch support of Israel. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You know, pro-Hamas Qatar has poured $500 billion into America's colleges and universities. Quote, Qatar is Hamas' most important financial backer and foreign ally, according to the Jerusalem Post, as put in the L.A. Times. I mean, are you kidding me? Senator Marsha Blackburn is urging the TSA to put pro-Hamas college protesters on their terror watch list. The group organizing the pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses apparently are being funded by charities that have ties to Hamas, according to the Daily Mail. The group behind the pro-Palestinian student protests at Columbia got over $3 million a year and is linked to organizations accused of funding terrorist organizations like Hamas, according to the a new think tank study, the study of global anti-Semitism and policy. I mean, these are scary times. You have the Iranian Ayatollah lauding pro-Palestinian campus protests in America. Israel's reputation is ruined. Wow, I wonder if that makes them feel good. And meanwhile, a majority of Americans do support Israel's operation in Rafah. Why start a war if you're not going to fight it and win the war? Those days have come and they have gone. We're also learning what Biden has been doing. The bulk of illegal immigrants who qualify for this insane policy that we've been telling you about, where you don't pass go and you don't collect $200. They're just flying people into the United States, and the vast over 45 cities are included. But I'll tell you the cities they're targeting the most. They're cities in Florida. Oh, is this payback to Ron DeSantis? Because Ron DeSantis doesn't support this. And Ron DeSantis had the unmitigated gall of sending Joe Biden's illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. White House is considering now bringing in Palestinians from Gaza as refugees. How are we ever going to know? How do you ever test whether or not they've been indoctrinated with some of the materials I just mentioned to you? And there's a lot more that I can mention to you. There's no way to know that. By the way, immigration remains the top U.S. problem for the third straight month. And there's no good news for Biden. And I don't care if it's the political polls that come out. We have more polling numbers that have come out today. He's not doing well. And every poll now, the Emerson poll shows that Donald Trump is winning in all seven swing states that will determine the outcome of this election. Now, to win back the youth vote, Joe Biden apparently is making a move to make marijuana more available to young users. Great. Never mind recent studies that show especially the strength of marijuana has gone through the roof. It's 50 times stronger than it was, 20 years ago. And it's triggering in some kids schizophrenia, psychosis, depression. Wall Street Journal is saying they want it because they want to win back the youth vote. They had a plan to stop the sale of menthol cigarettes. Now they're saying, well, African-Americans, I don't know why African-Americans, they think only African-Americans smoke menthol cigarettes. That's like Joe saying he doesn't want schools, where did that come from? But so now they've backed off on that front. On the economy, things aren't going particularly well there either. Now the Biden administration literally wants to justify their tax hikes based on a racial criteria and saying that tax hikes disproportionately affect white people would ease racial inequality and increasing taxes on capital gains and income-based wealth would reduce racial wealth inequality for African American and Hispanic families. And the Treasury points out that white families disproportionately hold assets. Okay, you tax capital gains. What do you think is going to happen at 44%? Before that law goes into effect, everybody's going to pull their money out. They won't invest a dime. They'll throw them in treasuries and get 5% back on their money. And then trying to even tax unrealized capital gains. Well, your stock is up 50% by the end of the year. You have to pay us taxes on that. Okay, but you didn't sell the stock, so you haven't realized that gain. And that means, well, what happens when you sell it? Are you going to get a refund? I tend to doubt it. The economy will collapse if this insanity is institutionalized. Look, 20 bucks can barely get you a burger and fries today, but I will tell you what 20 bucks can get you. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of 5G data from my sponsor, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company known as Pure Talk. They use the same 5G network, the same exact cell towers as AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, but you get that service for half the cost. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year. Some families saving more. No contract to sign, no activation fee. And you can make the switch. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. You dial #250 on your cell. You say the keyword save now. And join the hundreds of thousands of us to stampede away from paying twice as much for the exact same service. #250, keyword save now. Do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month from Pure Talk.
Sean Hannity.
Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's HealthLock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.